CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is taking us to the moon. The moon's poles have long been understood to be beachfront property. Hence, the assumption that the Chinese space program, it is military-civilian, conjoined with the Russian space program, it is military-civilian, are aiming for the South Pole to claim it. But there's new information. Bob, where is moon water?
Good evening, John. Well, we don't really know. We don't even know on the poles if there's water there. What we do know is there's hydrogen concentrations in the dark, purpley shadowed poles of the moon, the craters. And hydrogen can't really exist on the surface of the moon unless it's bound up in a molecule somewhere. And the likely candidate for that molecule is always water. That's always the first choice. It's not guaranteed. However, data from the Lunar Prospector Orbiter that orbited the moon more than 20 years ago, one of the scientists who did that research, he went back to the archives and did a very, very, very thorough analysis of that data, that older data, and he created a global map of hydrogen abundances on the moon. And he discovered that there are some places in the mid and low latitudes of the moon that, let me quote, may represent a significant fraction of the hydrogen that exists in the moon's near subsurface, including that of both lunar poles, which means this is could be as significant as what's at the poles. Now, this hydrogen abundances are not likely water. It appears they're found in areas where a lot of volcanic activity was, and his theory is that this abundances have been locked into what they call pyroclastic deposits, basically lava, basically volcanic materials. It doesn't mean you've got water, but it means you've got materials that could be made into water with mining and processing. And so the lunar poles might not be the only place to go on the moon where you can get water, though this will be harder than ice, obviously. And the most likely spot is a region called Aristarchus Crater, which is one of the more interesting places on the moon because there's a lot of strange things have been seen there over the many decades and centuries, including light flashes suggesting maybe even active volcanic activity. And so that would be, this is, uncertainty of sciences, John. We might have water and other places on the moon.
We go from the moon to Mars to the equatorial region. What have you discovered?
This is also trying to find water. Unlike the moon, Mars has a lot of water, and so it's not difficult to find water on the moon, on Mars. But almost all the water that has been so far detected, or at least suggested strongly from a lot of other data, is found in latitudes greater than 30 degrees. They found almost no evidence of near surface water in the equatorial regions with latitudes less than 30 degrees. But I was looking at an MRO, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter picture recently that had been captioned by the science team. And lo and behold, this is a crater that has what looks like glacial deposits in its interior that's located at 26th latitude. North latitude, which would put it in pretty close to the equator compared to all the other evidence of water previously found. So that's significant. It's at a higher elevation, which might explain why it might still have some water ice in its interior. It's not surface water. It's near surface water, but nonetheless, it may be there. And so this just tells us some more evidence that Mars is likely got ice and water almost everywhere on the planet. It's just simply as you get closer to the equator, it's deeper underground and harder to get to.
On the surface of Mars, we're following the trail of Curiosity, the first of the SUV-sized rovers. Bob's got a map and he's got what you'd have to say, a prospective travel through the very strange. They've named all these mounds, Bob, haven't they?
Yeah, they put names on them. They call these, not permanent names, because no one has the right to name anything except the International Astronautical Union, which controls everything in the universe. Garbage. But anyway, they've given, the science team has named the various mountains. This is a view at a saddle that they're now aiming Curiosity through. They're trying to reach the high point of this saddle and pass, because then they got to look beyond to see if they can continue on, out the pass to get back to their original course. And the picture is just very spectacular, because you're among mountains. It's really great. The rover is traveling among mountains now. They're hills. I mean, they're hills 1,500 feet high, 500 feet high, but they're not, you know, soft, rounded hills as you'd think. These are steep cliffs, sometimes almost vertical. And so the terrain is getting quite spectacular and very cool, and so I've got to post it on Behind the Black so you can join in with me as we tour Mars, John. It's really nice.
From the Curiosity on the surface of Mars to the new toy on the block, that would be the James Webb Space Telescope. And Bob, give us another image of the Cartwheel Galaxy, which looks, not surprisingly, like a cartwheel. Is there something fresh here, Bob? Have we seen this before?
Well, we've seen optical images before, and they have revealed a lot of stuff. For example, earlier this year, I posted an image, two different images that showed that a supernova had occurred in this galaxy sometime around 2021. It's a very unusual galaxy in visually, so that's why it's been viewed a lot of times. I linked to a Hubble image of it in the past. Webb had pointed its infrared capabilities at this, and I posted the image of that. And this is a false color image because it's not optical. It shows a variety of wavelengths of the infrared in different colors. And what's important about this is it's seeing through the dust. So this web image sees details that the optical images could not previously. And that's the important thing from an astronomy perspective, trying to understand how this galaxy formed the way it did. They think its formation was because of a collision with another galaxy, but they don't really understand it very well. And knowing where the dust is and where other objects are that you couldn't see because of the dust will help them figure that out. I will say that Webb's producing really wonderful stuff right now, but I also will say that Webb will probably be overrated in its results. Much more excitement about it than it really deserves.
And 30 seconds on sunspot activity. Anything unusual, Bob?
No, the sun continues to be more active than had been predicted. It's looking like it's going to be a very active solar maximum coming up in 25, which might mean the Earth will get warmer from the sun and not from SUVs.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.